Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm excited about getting our good buddy Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is, we first met him many years ago when he became a member of our Brain Trust with his book China Inc. And since then, he's become our China expert. But he's moved on and has expanded those horizons to include a study, and he's become a student of the aging of the global population. His new book is called Shock of Gray. And Ted's here to talk to us about a bunch of different things. Ted Fishman, welcome back to the show.
So glad to be with you, Jim.
It's always a pleasure, Ted, to have you back. Talk to us about you're a pretty smart guy. You travel the world. You talk to people all over the world. You've got a great background in as a former trader in the Chicago mercantile system, and with all the work that you've done. Look at your crystal ball and tell us what you think is going to happen in 2011. What kind of a year do you think it's going to be?
Well, one good thing about 2011 is it's not 2010.
Right.
2010 was a tough year for a lot of people. You know,
yeah.
Unemployment was high. For this new group that I profiled in Shock of Gray, the worker over 50, unemployment's at record highs. But I do see things that are, you know, the world is one giant mixed blessing. So if we can just have the mix favor us, we're in good shape. And I think for 2011, some of the things I see, and some of these come out of my research on the book, are really promising. So for older people, you know, we have a very vigorous debate about our future and how we will be manage these giant fiscal crises. When 2010 began, the debate, we were in almost complete denial about these giant debts that we were facing.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout all the political tumult of the last year and the very difficult battles in every jurisdiction, there arose a very serious conversation about what we're going to do for our future and
mm-hmm.
all of these giant expenses that we face because of two things. One, the aging of the population, and two, because of this very low interest environment we're in, which is straining every pension plan. So we're talking about that, and we're getting, you know, enormous amount of intelligence wrapped around.
So you're one of the things that you're happy about with regard to 2011 is that some of the really toxic behaviors and conditions that we have, whether we're doing enough to fix them or not, at least we've identified them. We know what the problem is, and if we choose to fix them, we know where to go. We know what to do.
That's right, and I also think that
that's a huge part of any kind of growth, isn't it? You know, coming to terms with what you're up against.
Well, you know, there's that old saying: nothing focuses the mind like the gallows, right?
And
we are being pushed to action. You can't be Pollyanna-ish about these big crises we have anymore. And we are a smart country, and despite all of our problems in the daily papers, we still are a very, very rich country.
And I don't mean to be rude or cruel here, but doesn't America need to look around and say, thank God for Greece, thank God for Ireland?
Because, I think so. They
because,
are
I mean,
a harbinger.
They're what, clearly our canary, aren't they?
They are absolutely, and they are absolutely. And even in those places, the debate sometimes looks out of control. But those countries are really wrestling at a very deep level with their futures and how their futures relate to the futures of their neighbors.
Right.
And these are fantastic conversations to be having that we just were not having a year ago. And I think that is great news for the planet. I think a lot of the fixes people are looking at will be hard, but not as hard as people imagine.
Mm-hmm.
They may work to bring us closer together, to help make us rely on each other more, whether
it's
our families or
our neighbors. Will these fixes be good for global entrepreneurship?
I think they will be, and here's why. In Europe, for example, there are giant barriers that keep people who retire in their 50s even from re-entering the workforce. Sometimes
right.
it's the structure of their Social Security
right.
or their pension plan.
Or the culture.
They
can't stand the idea of going back to work.
And these are guild cultures where people have real skills
right.
that they've learned from their families, that they've learned in
mm-hmm.
the workplace where work is done very carefully. And if they can work longer, they can do great. So,
right.
You know, when you unleash that brilliance back into the workforce and into the marketplace, you can have a whole new range.
And basically, there's only been one generation or so that's like that. I mean, the generation before these folks, their parents and grandparents worked their whole lives.
And they worked in multi-generational workplaces.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. Ted Fishman is our guest, folks. His new book is called Shock of Gray. Ted C. Fishman is the title of the book. We're going to kick a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Gonna climb a mountain.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.